Hello? Hello? Yeah, hello, what? What, you want to talk to Mark Radcliffe? Somebody on the phone for you, kid.
Tell him I'm too busy, lad. Whoever it is, tell him I'm too busy.
Whoever you are, he's too busy.
Who is it?
Who is it? Oh, it's Roger Bannister.
Roger Bannister? What does he want? Tell him we're busy.
What do you want? We're busy. What?
What? What?
He wants us to do the breakfast show.
tell him there's no way we're getting up that early. Not no way.
Not no way, mate. We're not getting up that early, no. No, what?
And tell him, right, that it's a sellout anyway, and we're not going to compromise our principles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a sellout, right? We're not going to compromise our principles, all right? Listen, no, mate, no. Not going up at that time. It's ridiculous. No chance, no, no, no. No, it's not about money. No, no, it is not about money. Do you not understand? How much?
How much? How much? Tell him we'll do it.
We'll do it, our kid. See ya.
Hang on,
Roger.
Ask him if we can have Mondays off.
Can we have Mondays off?
Best bang a tune on our kid.
Fair enough. Wakey, wah! All right. Key!
Mark and Lard with The Breakfast Show live from Manchester.
Good morrow, waking souls. Welcome to the all-new Radio 1 Breakfast Show. The fresh-faced new look for mornings brought to you by a bloke who's 8 years older than the last bloke who did it, joined on a daily basis by a care in the community candidate from Levensview.
Hiya, Mark!
We got top games, quizzes, celebrity correspondence, your chance to win a van, and the very best in daytime music.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near.
Oh, Christ, I can't do it. 8 minutes past.
Seven!
Good morning. Yeah, this is Mark and the Boy Lard. That was You Love Us, which is the Manic Street Preachers. And here we are. And we've lost a jingle already, haven't we?
Yeah.
We can't find it, so it wasn't a very good start. But anyway, you got some news, haven't you, about the Manics?
Yeah, Manic Street Preacher James Dean Bradfield was supposed to play live on this programme this morning, but he was warned against it.
It's believable!
Yeah, so we'll find that jingle for tomorrow. Anyway, good morning. Here we are. Now, normally, you know, if you don't like this programme, we say, don't worry, there'll be someone else along in a week. Well, this time, it's for a year.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, sorry about that. But already we've got the emails and the faxes rolling in just to encourage us. There's one here from Paul Germany who says, just a message to say, I should be switching off during your show.
Fair enough.
But I think that's
good.
You see, that it's nice for him to leave it till the start of the show, isn't it? He could have just turned off any time over the last 24 hours, but he waited for us to come on.
And, no, he made the effort.
He singled out, right. Okay, now then, on the programme, we've got some old things and some new things.
We have.
Harry White's Love Lines will be coming up very shortly, so we need... it's old. You're
old.
Right, yeah. We need your dedications for that. 0500 110 100 is our fantastic phone line. We've got a new telephone.
New.
And a new table.
Very new.
Nice,
very
new table.
Nice. Very new. Very daytime.
That's Stay by 18 Wheelers, a brilliant new single from them. And, what time is it now? Hey, look, it's nearly 7:15.
Seven.
Yeah.
See, that was quick then.
That was good.
Tightened
that up already. In fact, it's not that near, is it? It's only 30 minutes past.
It's close enough, mate.
These
early
things are important, aren't they? Right, now then, obviously, the other thing we've got that I forgot to mention.
Right.
We've got a new showbiz correspondent, Max Beaverdon.
Yeah.
So,
that's old.
Is it?
It's old, that, mate.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. But this competition.
What is it?
Well,
win a van with Radio 1.
Win a van?
Now, people will be saying, oh, yeah. It's going to be one of those things that drifts on for days, and then it's like a dinky van or something. It is a proper van. It takes diesel, petrol, and everything. But the competition is win a van.
New
item.
Fantastic.
So how do you describe the van?
Old. There's one big difference between Chris Evans and his replacements Mark Radcliffe and Mark Lard Riley. The latter's humour makes fools of themselves. What does he mean by that, then?
I don't know about that.
Right, I'll have him. Whereas Evans had a nasty streak. Oh, I don't know about that. But Andy Parfitt of Radio 1 Management has already said it'll be a triumph if Radcliffe keeps Evans' audience. And then it says, with bosses like that, who needs critics?
No.
Fair enough. They're just not optimistic, are they?
Obviously. Well, no, they're not optimistic.
Fair enough.
But, I mean, one of the things is, you know, we've got to take care of the audience.
Of course we have.
Because, like,
we love them.
We love them, right? But the whole day on Radio 1 depends on us performing, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, personally, I feel a bit nervous about that.
The Mark Radcliffe Breakfast Show.
Well, that's pretty definite, as you'd expect from the North, I think.
Radio 1.
Right then, here we are. It's our first day of 12 months. Feels like a long time stretching out, doesn't it?
Particularly for the public.
Absolutely right. In this half hour, we'll be taking a visit to the Vinyl Vault. We'll have Harry White and his Love Lines, our celebrity showbiz correspondent Max Beaverdon, the very best in quality daytime music. Boys 1.
Smile. An everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me.
Second time lucky, I thought. I can't get my head around it.
Broadcasting to Britain, Europe, and the colonies, this is the BBC's...